Looking for laborers true in his field. Together the Caesar they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while some are the oceans in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They perish now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. Greetings once again to all the listeners of radio station XEG. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, and your speaker is Willie Murphy. We are indeed happy to be bringing you another gospel message. We have no discipline to offer except the Word of God, and no rule of conduct except the contents of his teachings and the leadings of God's Spirit. We believe that all who are led by the Spirit of God, having been born again through his word, are in the one body of Christ. Therefore, we're striving to teach the word in all its purity, which will convert the unbeliever and unify those who have been born of God's Spirit. Your correspondence and questions are invited. You may address them to us in this manner, the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like a copy of today's message in print, be sure to request it when you write. There is no charge or obligation. Listen now to the reading of the word from Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Our subject for today is dealing with conscience. First, we would like to notice the teaching of the Bible in regard to an evil conscience. Listen now to what Webster has to say in defining conscience. I quote, "Sense or consciousness of right and wrong. Sensitiveness to the rightness or wrongness of one's own acts or motives, as her conscience told her she had done wrong." Here's further definition of the term conscience from Cruden's Concordance. Conscience, that faculty within us which decides as to the moral quality of our thoughts, words, and acts. It gives consciousness of the good of one's conduct or motives, or causes feelings of remorse at evil doing. A conscience can be educated or trained to recognize good and evil, but its action is involuntary. A good conscience is one which has no feeling of reproach against oneself, does not accuse oneself of willful wrong. End of quote. Some people have the mistaken idea that their conscience is a safe rule to follow, and therefore they seem to think that if their conscience does not trouble them, everything is all right and they're bound to be on the right road. This is not necessarily so. It would depend upon a number of factors. In the first place, the conscience of a child is very tender. Sometimes the smallest wrongdoings will bring a feeling of guilt which is hard to overcome. God has designed it this way, and the conscience is a wonderful gift from God if properly trained and instructed in the ways of God. But today, we're speaking primarily of people who have an evil conscience. If the Lord is willing, on our next broadcast, we hope to deal with a good conscience. To those who might think their conscience is always a safe guide to follow, let me ask you this question. Would you say it was right or wrong for a mother to offer her child to the crocodiles as a sacrifice? Of course, we certainly know that this would not be the will of God. Yet, there are those who live in idolatry and worship heathen gods who feel a great sense of condemnation if they do not offer their children to the crocodiles. Therefore, we must realize that our conscience must be properly instructed and educated by the Word of God, and we must be led by His Spirit. All other feelings or inclinations which one may have are wrong if they do not conform to this standard. Listen now to this scripture reading from 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verses 1 and 2. It says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." Here we see the scripture speak of a class of people who have their conscience seared with a hot iron. By this we understand that certain people continue to do wrong, regardless of their conscience, in their inmost beings, which continually tells them that they are doing wrong. However, if people stubbornly pursue a course of wrongdoing, it is possible for them to reach a place where their conscience is no longer troubled. They can then brazenly commit almost any crime with no feeling of guilt. In other words, their conscience has been seared, and it is absolutely not a safe guide for them to follow. It is an evil conscience, and one which God condemns. Listen now to this scripture from Titus chapter 1 and verses 15 and 16. It says, "Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate." Now, it's bad enough for one to be overcome by evil doing while their conscience is continually pricking them and warning them that they are doing wrong. But think of the depth of depravity which one is in who continually does wrong and yet has no remorse of conscience. I would say that if one's conscience has been so grossly misused, it is certainly not a safe guide to follow. Let us illustrate it this way. A certain man was telling me once that one day when he was flying his private plane, he was getting ready to make a landing. He observed the wind indicator at the airport and proceeded to bring his plane in according to what he thought was the proper course. But just before touching down upon the ground, he took another look at the wind indicator. Then he realized that he was coming in for a landing with the wind. In other words, he was headed in exactly the wrong direction. Fortunately, he was able to safely land the plane, even though he was going the wrong direction and the landing was somewhat rough. Here, then, is the lesson from the illustration. Because one's conscience does not trouble him, it is not a sure thing that he is on the right course. He may be absolutely wrong and yet have no feeling of guilt, but he may possess a feeling of security. Therefore, I say that each of us should return to the Word of God and realign our conscience and thinking with His teachings and precepts. An evil conscience is certainly a poor thing as a safe guide through this world in which we live. On our next broadcast, we hope to tell you of the importance of a good conscience. Listen now to the poem, The Spirit's Call. Sinners, the voice of God regard, 'tis mercy speaks today. He called you by His sacred word from sin's destructive way. Like the rough sea that cannot rest, you live devoid of peace. A thousand stings within your breast deprive your souls of ease. Your way is dark and leads to hell. Why will you persevere? Can you in endless torments dwell, shut up in black despair? Why will you in the crooked ways of sin and folly go? In pain you travel all your days to reap eternal woe. But he that turns to God shall live through His abounding grace. His mercy will the guilt forgive of those that seek His face. But to the scepter of His word, renouncing every sin, submit to Him, your sovereign Lord, and learn His will divine. Selected. Hear this final warning from Psalms 99:17. It says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." This would include all people who have trampled over the pleadings of their conscience and disregarded the commandment of God. Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, we have endeavored to point out a certain class of people who have an evil conscience as defined by Thy Word. For them we pray. We ask that their hearts may be softened once again to hear the voice of God pleading with them. As they hear the still small voice, may they be constrained to give heed and thus have their conscience purified through faith in Thee, and to Thee will give the praise through Christ our Savior. Amen. Listen now to the song, Come Travel With Me, as sung by Brother and Sister Amos Porter and their daughters Janice and Catherine.
Our loved ones will meet around Jesus' dear feet inside of a beautiful gate. Oh, sinner, don't miss it, whatever you do, and cry, oh, my Lord, I'm too late. Come travel with me, I pray, I pray, in a beautiful heavenly way. Our loved
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like to have a printed copy free of charge, you may have one by simply sending us your request. And now until next Friday night, 10:45, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.
In the beautiful heavenly way. Our loved ones are waiting up there in mansions so high.